At Raising Cane's, we hand batter every chicken finger, mix every cane sauce, butter every Texas toast, stir every slaw, and salt every fry. Because when you do it right, you can taste it in every bite. Raising Cane's chicken fingers. One love.
93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Are you looking for a new way to put your skills to work?
I am.
Explore new options in the fintech industry.
Finance.
At Currency, a Sand Hills global company. They have full-time spots in financial sales, compliance, operations, and other fields. Also, 4.5-day work week, attractive benefits package, and opportunities for advancement. Visit gocurrency.com/careers to learn more today.
Currency. I'd like to have some this weekend. That's your Carson's handing the currency out.
God, you wouldn't.
You know what though? The people who work there, they're not worried about it. How about your weekend coming around and being like, "What do you guys want to do? Whatever you want. I've got money. I'm selling large machinery, basically every day."
I should maybe apply out there. Yeah. I mean, what I hear is advancement, attractive currency,
benefits,
man,
the whole thing.
It's positive, positive energy.
We could use structure. You and me, it'd be good for us.
All three of us.
All three of us.
I'm in that too.
I don't know.
Are you in that?
I need some structure sometimes.
I could use some structure in my life. Carson, reach out.
Jake did clean his desk.
Yeah, so that's he's up on us.
And then you said don't trust him with the clean desk. And now I'm thinking about that.
No, I didn't say. I just said sometimes I've heard the saying, don't trust a person with a clean desk.
Well, that was an absolute disaster for a year plus. It had to be a test. I mean, I had stuff that was a year old that I wouldn't touch ever.
We found our gift cards. That's been over 6 months.
Thank you.
See,
thank you, though. Those gift cards made me happy.
Thank you, Valentine.
That's going to Missing Tooth Greg.
I'm keeping mine.
I am.
He does a lot. And he and his wife like that place. So
That place is Valentino's. Right. Yes, that place.
That place. That thriving business that's been around forever.
It's an Italian dynasty in Lincoln. The most well-known place. Probably, if someone said two things, name two places to eat in Nebraska, it's going to be two names, Valentino's and Runza.
That's right.
Those are the two. And that place is Valentino's.
That place.
I didn't
that
mean place. It that way. I mean, you know how I meant it.
What are you doing now, Jake?
It's time for a Friday edition of Bill's Thrills.
The Thrills!
Here we go.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Okay. Yeah,
this is going to be a bonanza?
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach. But to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. You see, I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break.
As always, Bill's Thrills sponsored by our friends at Dinert Contracting.
Randy!
The king of remodels for your kitchen, bathroom, whole house, and more.
Tan.
Please call or text Randy at 402-417-5204. Dinert Contracting.
You talk about body language that matters. We talk about, imagine if you look out and he's redoing your deck or putting new windows in, and he's walking around the house and he's just smiling. Does that make you feel more confident?
Yes.
You want to see a guy walking around just shaking his head?
No.
Just
no.
Upset and just throwing stuff like that. How about a guy tan
throwing
and smiling walking around?
No, I'm serious. No, no joke.
No, definitely.
It matters.
You want a guy like Randy in that house.
Yeah, and we said that Randy and Chicken
Darren from Raising Cane's. And it was funny. Darren.
Chicken. No, Chicken.
Darren Burgess from Raising Cane's.
Raising Cane's.
And chicken. Darren gave him a gift card to go get free lunch also. It was worlds collided perfectly yesterday. It was great.
I have no problem. Every time I see her, I ask for a gift card. He walks in, I go, got a gift card? Because he has them. And I'm like, okay.
That's why you're a good recruiter.
It's like, yeah, I don't ask him for money. I don't ask him for, I thought, hey, can I stay at your cabin on the weekend?
Gift card.
It's a gift card. I know he's got them in his pockets.
He keeps them.
Yeah.
He carries them?
He does.
Sometimes he does.
Yeah. A lot. Yeah. So
Good to know.
When you see him, ask him.
He's going to hound him for gift
cards. I'm going to do Bill Strills if it's okay with you guys.
Is this Freaky Friday?
Freaky Friday.
Freaky Friday.
It's fine with us.
I just want to double check. It's okay.
Just confirming.
Oh, time and thrift is the ultimate gift. Time and thrift is the ultimate gift. Mother's Day.
Yes.
Mother's Day on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
This is what you want to do. It's two things. Spend time.
Yep.
spend time. Don't crap at anything else. Spend time with your mom.
Okay.
The next thing is, if there's a confliction with Mother's Day, it's fine to celebrate Mother's Day on a Tuesday or whatever. Mom, I'll be there Tuesday for Mother's Day. I'll be there Saturday for Mother's Day. Okay. But time. The next thing is, the gift should be thrift. Does not have to be some sort of elaborate gift, a purchase gift. If somebody, Gigi, my youngest daughter, does an amazing job. She likes to sew. So all of her gifts that she makes,
she's a sewer.
She makes like these little bags and makeup bags and all this stuff. And that's all you care about. You don't care about, like, I'll ask her for something like that. Hey, can you make me a little bag for my fishing something or put my reels in? That is cool. Forever you have that.
God.
So, but the gift of time is all that your mom wants. And if it's a phone call, all you can do on that day is a phone call like that, okay, too. Make it a real call. Hey, Mom, I am free tonight, later on. That's what I'm going to call you. That's what I'm going to talk. Also, talk about stuff like, now, how are you doing? What's going on with Dad? How's this? How about old times? Hey, Mom, do you remember this? Remember we used to go old here times. When we were kids? And bring stuff up from the past, because that's what they want to remember. They want to talk about, really, when you lived in the home. That's the things they want.
That's a good idea.
They want to talk about, they really don't want to talk about what you did when you were 40, Steve. They don't care. They really don't that much.
I understand. You know,
they want to talk about.
Take her back to the 70s.
We want to go back to the 70s and talk about. Remember, I used to stay. Was it the Risers' yard? Whose yard was it?
Risers.
Yes.
O'Hearn's, Risers, yeah. John Lewis, Andy Cordy, Carl Herosa. Carl Herosa, I won.
Was Pam Herosa?
Yeah, Pam. Yep. Good. Yes.
Yes.
Taroski.
Easy with the eyes.
But anyway. No, I like this. Now, you're saying you don't necessarily have to emphasize the gift.
No, the gift means nothing. Time is the gift, or make it thrift. What if you just came back with, hey, Mom, I reframed this picture. I found this old picture of us from sixth grade, whatever it was, and I made this picture for you.
Or that's a good
anything,
idea.
Anything super simple, anything that it has a meaning to it, because the other stuff goes away. I mean, flowers, this, that, it all goes away. What's lasting and what is unique? And then also you talked about that. Bring up friends. Your mom's the house. A lot of people over at the house, right? Start bringing, talk about that. Talk about, remember when we used to have so-and-so would be over and so, and it will spur, she will smile. You'll start talking about people used to come to the house, where you used
that's
to be.
That's what I'm going
to
do.
And that, it changes everything. If we would have had a big deal for Jake's birthday today, not as cool. Birthdays are kind of day of. But Mother's Day, if you have to move it by a day or two, tell your mom, listen, I'm going to talk to you on Mother's Day, but I'm going to be there on Thursday, or I'm going to talk to you on this day. Find the gift of time.
I'll be there Sunday with my mom.
Oh, very nice.
Bring up like that. Bring up old friends, old times. And they love that. Remember this? When I talked to my mom about Chris Buchholz or Duke or Brett Wall or any of these old friends of mine and things that happened when we were younger. Oh, so much better. So much better.
This will be fun.
Anything, Jake, from the text line?
From the text line.
Jake hasn't even looked. He hadn't even looked. He was just...
I was captivated.
He didn't even know the...
He was captivated.
I was listening. Wes says, so good, Bill. Thank you for this. Cigar guy says... Thank you. My dad died when I was 12. My mom always said, if you forget about Mother's Day, I'm going to forget about Christmas. That's interesting.
I like it.
Okay.
She laid down the law.
Yeah.
And that's good.
Big B says, I might add, Bill, my mom's been gone for 13 years. I take a yellow rose to her grave and will sit and talk with her there. Time is precious.
That is awesome.
Big B.
It is precious. Hang on to it like you can't believe. Can't believe that. And then also, this is the next one, too. Teach your kids at a certain age, when it gets to about 12 to 14, kids have money. If they want to buy a little something or do something for their mom, you buy it.
Yeah,
it's not times like that. Hey, Dad, I'm gonna go. I'm 18 years old. I'm gonna get Mom a gift for Mother's Day. Do you have any money? No. That's you handled that.
You had allowance. Come on, man.
You've had time like that. Get
chores.
That's interesting.
But it doesn't have to be high priced. It can be something. So that's why I like the thrifting. That's why I say it doesn't have to be. Well, I'd like to get her this certain thing from Von Maar.
Right.
No, there's not.
Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. You've got weight loss goals, but hitting them is another story. Enter Weight Loss by Hims. It's designed to support you in losing the weight and keeping it off. And Hims now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hims, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite and eat less, so success is within reach. Plus, Wegovy is the first ever GLP-1 pill for weight loss, so there's no needles needed. Through Hims, everything happens online. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door, no insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Hims makes hitting your goals seamless by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and in-app lifestyle and nutrition support like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hims makes it simple to find a weight loss approach that fits into your world and your wallet if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized for you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. Ready to reach your goals? Visit Hims.com/early break to get a personalized, affordable plan that gets you. That's Hims.com/early break. Hims.com/early break. Weight loss by Hims is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions, visit Hims.com.
You don't have to go to Lululemon and spend $1,000.
No, you don't have to do that.
Don't do that.
Moms are like, no.
I know you can.
But if, like, $1,000 at Lululemon?
For Laura, if the girls just, they're going to be together, and that's all she cares about. They're going to be together, all four of them as a group, three daughters and her, are all together on Mother's Day. She is giddy. I'm going home to see my mom for Mother's Day. And she's just like, yeah, great, whatever. I'm with my girls. So, okay. Yeah, Xanadu.
Love it.
This is perfect.
Bill, the
we can talk more about
headline
it.
One more time, please.
Time and thrift is the ultimate gift.
That is Mother's Bill's Day. Thrill, sponsored by our friends at Dinert.
Thank you, Bill.
Contracting. It is time to play the game show. Give us a call right now at 464-568-5. A chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe. Today's topic is Film Friday. The record on the week is 2-1. I think we missed a game show at some point earlier this week.
Yeah, we missed one.
I might have pushed one.
No, who'd we have on? We skipped one.
Who did we have
on? Oh, we had Kip on, right? We didn't do it with
We did not have, you're right. Didn't have one yesterday.
Yesterday.
Yeah. No, we did, Tom.
We did have it.
We had Nebraska football trivia. Yeah.
I don't know why we skipped.
We did skip at one point.
Yeah. Don't worry about it. It's not a big
deal. Today's topic, Film Friday, is Al Pacino.
I don't know much.
You think you know your Al Pacino movies?
Is it movies or just Al Pacino?
Yeah, just
Al Pacino movies and roles
foods
he's been
Al Pacino
in.
Enjoys.
If you think you know your Al Pacino movies and roles, please call us at 464-5685. Shut Up Simple starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Simple!"
No, sorry. I'm sorry.
Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
464-5685. Call the dig down Sip and Bill in trivia. Film Friday, Al Pacino. You guys feel great? Okay? Where are we at with this?
No idea.
I feel all right.
You feel okay?
I've probably seen a couple of them.
Okay, now we have several different James that call into
Wondering about this. Yes.
We have James today. James, how do you feel about Al Pacino movies today?
I think okay.
This is James.
We know James.
James.
It's been a while for James.
James, where do you work?
Where do I work?
Yes.
Deliver auto parts for Napa.
I know who you are, Napa. Yeah. Okay. You were at our party, yes.
So you should be working right now, and you've taken some time off of the show, so we will not delve into that. Maybe just driving, so his boss, don't be upset with James.
No.
Fine. James,
no, I don't go to work till 9:30.
Oh, see, nice. We're so good then. He's all good.
Could you text someone to James? You text anyone maybe that's not a listener and try to convince him to be a breaker.
Oh, everyone's a breaker.
Right. Sorry about that. Thank you.
All his friends are breakers. Who else can you text at this point?
He's in Lincoln. James is in Lincoln.
We know James. All right, yeah. James, first question for you, Bill. A lifeline for Sip for one question. As always, James, in what 1973 movie does Pacino play an honest New York cop who blows the whistle on rampant corruption in the force only to have his comrades turn against him?
A great movie.
Scarface?
No. No. Not Scarface.
I'm haunted by Let's Live a Little.
I'm haunted.
I love Let's Live a Little Bit.
What do you think?
I'm going to write so you can't see it. But okay. I'm going to say pass.
Oh, pass.
The answer was Serpico.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't have it. Didn't have
Serpico.
It. I'm going to let you see that.
My dad had that book.
Yeah, it was a great.
He had Serpico?
Yeah. He had the book.
All right, Zip, 0-0 tie, first
question. It's not that interesting, but he had the book.
Thank you.
In what 1975 movie does Pacino play one of three amateur bank robbers whose uncomplicated heist becomes a bizarre nightmare everything that can go wrong does?
Dog Day Afternoon.
Right. Brilliant.
That is correct. Dog Day Afternoon.
You should go back and watch that, Connor. Have you ever seen Dog Day Afternoon?
I have 1975. Not seen it.
It's a classic.
I'm serious.
Yeah.
I'll have to watch that.
It's right up there with Cool Hand Luke.
You would like it. Jake, you would like
What's
it.
What's the scene with the eggs in Cool Hand Luke?
What's that? It's like he ate 50 eggs. He ate 50 hard-boiled eggs. They bet him. They're like, Luke, why didn't you say 30? 850. It was unbelievable. You've never seen Cool Hand Luke?
Have you
seen
it?
I've seen that scene. That you showed me that scene before.
Cool Hand Luke
is,
it's incredible. Shaking the string, boss.
1-0 lead for Sip and Bill. James, last question to tie it up. What is Pacino's character name in The Godfather? It's for you, James.
Don Corleone.
Corleone, yeah, Michael Corleone.
Brilliant!
I'm going to give it to him. Yeah, I'm going to give
Michael
it to
Corleone.
Him.
Michael Corleone, yeah, we'll give him to you.
Okay. Wow. Okay, wow.
Now, wait a second. Had the wrong name. I mean,
fine.
We gave you. I agreed to it, but he did. He had the wrong name.
You got the Corleone part. Okay. Important thing.
He got the wrong name.
But he said Corleone. You still have Bill in play for the win here. Not matter.
I'm not going to fight.
Okay, for the win. Bill's in play. In what 1993 movie does Pacino play a Puerto Rican former convict who pledges to stay away from drugs and violence despite the pressure around him and lead to a better life outside of New York City?
This is a good movie. Oh.
1993.
Al Pacino, right?
Yeah, Al Pacino. 5 seconds.
This is going to kill me when you say it.
Five.
I'm close.
Four. You're my best chance.
Three.
Ah.
Two. One.
I don't have it.
James, do you want that or do you want to go to the tiebreaker, James?
I'll go to the tiebreaker.
Okay, that would be Carlito's Way.
Yes.
Carlito's Way.
That doesn't bother me.
That bothers me. Wow, that bothers me.
I think this is for you guys in the tiebreaker, right? You set the number? I forget where we're at.
All right, we'll set it.
All right, okay.
We'll set the number.
This is for Sip and Bill. James, you go over under their number. What was the film length in hours and minutes of Pacino's 1983 movie Scarface? How long was that movie? This is for a Sip and Bill. You go over, under their number,
we're
James.
Close. We're close.
Okay, so we're going to go 214.
Yeah,
over 2 hours and 14 minutes, James.
Under.
I think it's way longer.
What was your guess? What'd you put down?
I put 217, but I think it's way longer.
2 hours and 50 minutes.
Oh,
just shy of 3 hours.
That's a win.
Yeah.
It's a dub.
God, we're rolling.
James, nice try.
James, thanks for calling in.
James, appreciate you're the best.
Right. He's out delivering. He's keeping cars on the road. Thank you.
James is a breaker,
he
too.
Is. Long, yeah, loyal.
He doesn't
long
have any other loyal. Friends that aren't breakers. That's kind of nice.
I can't build. I built all the ones I can. That's what he said, basically.
Hey, we're 9 games over, by the way. 38 and 29.
I wonder if James, when he goes into a store, could say something. Hey, do you listen to Early Break? Give
Just
it a shot.
We need to build the base.
Got to build it up. The base.
Are we doing okay?
We're doing fine. We're doing great. James is a big reason why.
Yeah, people like James.
James has helped us out.
Well, yeah, James is very loyal. And he came to the our various parties. Was it the Thanksgiving? Yeah, he was at the
Thanksgiving Eve. Yeah,
was he on the Tree of Trust?
He was on the Tree of Trust. I have all those
the
names.
The day before, Sipple finally goes, why is it called the Tree of Trust? He was very... And we had sticky notes.
Don't ask questions.
Yeah, just we had sticky notes. Greg made a
Tree of Trust.
Greg made a... outline
it
of a
was beautiful.
Tree
it's very well
of a
done
of a tree on the Tree of Trust, and we wrote down things we were thankful for on the Tree of Trust.
Tree of Trust.
Not sure why.
The tree was extremely well done, and it was full.
It was
of
full
sticky notes. So it was really
that's
really
probably
cool.
It's one of our next big events. But that that became the event.
We'll have a tree of trust again.
Thanksgiving Eve,
and Greg will set it up again.
Yeah,
for
Greg.
We'll have a band here for that.
Oh God,
I'm hoping Paul Phillips will come play.
Yeah, we got to get Phillips going. Yeah. Paul, friend of Paul, let him know we need you on Thanksgiving Eve.
Thanksgiving Eve from
6 to 9.
From 6 to 9 a.m.
A.m. Not p.m. Morning show. A morning gig here for you.
Yeah,
set a little stage up. It'd be sweet. Got a little stage.
We can make that. That's not hard to do. Yeah. Do that for sure. Hour three is next. An early break on the ticket.